Welcome to the Geocaching Podcast. This is X-Punk X. I'm doing this show alone today. We are just kind of hanging out. I wanted to kind of explain what's going on here with the podcast. It's been a while. I didn't want to leave everyone hanging. I know we kind of left everyone in the dust here. Didn't really talk a whole lot, but here's what's going on. As many of you know, and some of you don't know, but many of you do know, I was laid off from my job. I worked in the recreational vehicle industry. They made, you know, big motorhome type things. Most of the people in our area work for a company like that, or something that supports a company like that. So and being with gas prices being so high, they've had a layoff. So I was laid off of my job. In the meantime, before I find another job, I've been working nights at a machine shop, machining parts, and that's from 9 to 7, 30 in the morning. And so that kind of obviously interferes with the schedule of this podcast, because we do this podcast at 9 p.m. Eastern time on Tuesdays. So it kind of interferes with that. So we decided to kind of take several weeks off, and we had vacation coming up. So we were just going to wait in a few weeks and come back to it with a whole new perspective. So here's what's going on. I'm actually sitting waiting for an interview. It's 2:33 p.m., and I've got an interview at 3 o'clock for an IT job, which I hope will work. The new job will be from noon to 8:30 p.m., which would be okay. I wouldn't mind that so much. I could still do the podcast here. We'd have to maybe push it off 15 or 20 minutes, but I could probably get it done. But anyways, so that's what's been going on as far as why we have not been doing a podcast. I'm sorry for you guys who are longtime listeners and who have, you know, come to grow to love our content, and our new members too, who in the meantime while we have been down have subscribed to the show, and then we have, you know, we've not gotten anything new. I'm sorry for that. The next thing too is I wanted to talk a little bit right now about our trip, our family trip that, as many of you know, we took a family road trip this summer for a week and a half. We went to Branson, Missouri, and then from there down to Texas and back to Branson and then back to Indiana. It was a good trip. We arrived in Branson Sunday evening, and we did all of the Branson touristy things. We did, what did we do? We did Dollywood, we did Ride the Ducks, we did Silver Dollar City. It was nice because my sister-in-law had worked there at Silver Dollar City over the summer, and so she had free tickets for us that we could take and go to, you know, all this cool stuff, touristy stuff. So we did that. At JC Stampede, which we did, me and Julie actually got to go in the arena and participate. We got to ride on the stick horses, which is a lot of fun. We had fun doing that. And then what else? We just did a bunch of... Well, we obviously did some caching. We did about 12 or 13 caches on the road on the trip. So that was a lot of fun. What else did we do? Thursday, we needed to come there down to Texas because our friend Rachel was getting married, and Micah Boy was in the wedding. So we went to Texas. We drove down to Dallas, and we did the wedding type of stuff there. The wedding went all right. Afterwards, we had the best ribs. We ate at a place called Risky's, and they had $10 all-you-could-eat ribs, which was amazing. So we ate the $10 all-you-could-eat ribs, and then we just hung out, and that was in Fort Worth where the Risky's is at. Hung out for a little while, came back, we were staying at our friend's house, but some of the people in the wedding were staying at a hotel, so we did some swimming, some caching, and we added a bunch of new states to our caching list. We did just a bunch of fun stuff. On the way down, one of the coolest things was on the way down to Texas, we were taking our time, and so we went to this little, we were taking a little bit on the Route 66, so we stopped at this little old family grocery store / Route 66 memorabilia store. You know, the old guy in there said, you know, you need to see this cool bridge that used to be on Route 66, so he told us where it was at, and so we went down there, and then while we were there, a lady drove up and said, have you guys seen the tow truck that inspired Mater from the movie Cars? And so we said, no, we hadn't. So she told us where it was at, and it was in a town where he had already been, but that's okay. Micah Boy really, really, really loves the movie Cars, so we needed to go back and see it. So we went there. That was really cool to see this and see how the inspiration that they had. And and it was cool, and they had a little restaurant there, and yeah, it was really cool. So then from there, we went down to Texas. Now on the way back, we went back to Branson and stayed there a day. We went out for some dinner. It was a lot of fun. We did some touristy things, obviously, but it was just cool to hang out there and see that. I really kind of like the city of Branson. Didn't seem like there was a whole lot of caches there. And there was some, obviously we didn't do a ton, but it worked out great with the POI loader. Like I was talking about earlier in earlier episodes, I could just load the whole trip up in a POI file, so I didn't need to keep, every time we got to a town, load, 1,000 caches into my GPS. I could just go ahead and do the whole thing ahead of time. The only thing that I found out was an issue is we were following my mother-in-law down, and the map that we had originally talked about wasn't the same map that we decided to go on. So the first part of the trip, I didn't have caches loaded for the route that we went on. And then, so luckily when we were at that place where Mater was at, I jumped on the internet and found some wireless and downloaded a pocket query of caches, and we were able to find some caches so that we could add that state to our list of caches, states that we've cached in. So that's really it. The trip went really well. By the end, people's patience were getting thin, but it really was a good trip, and so I would recommend doing it to anybody. If anyone else has any questions for me, give us a call. We should hopefully be live again in the next couple weeks with a live show. Our voicemail number is 206-350-3GPS, and we'd love to hear from you if you've planned any trips recently. If you plan to plan trips, we can help you out and hopefully give you some ideas and kind of how we did some things. So give us a call, 206-350-3GPS, and we'd love to hear from you. With that, I'm going to turn the recorder off, and I'm going to go in for my interview. Wish me luck. I will let you all know how it goes. Thanks. Have a great day, and keep on caching.